This episode is brought to you by UiPath. Human achievement can be slow. 200,000 years to go from the wheel to your jalopy? Really? But today, 90% of the Fortune 500 are accelerating human achievement simply. When AI is everywhere, every process can be automated and accelerated. 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 UiPath, the AI everywhere foundation of innovation.
There's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Gravity had a good run. But it's time to feel the weightlessness of the Brooks Glycerin 21. These running shoes feature nitrogen-infused DNA Loft V3 cushioning. Brooks has even magnified the plushness to elevate the softness to new levels. And if you want extra support, find these same features in the Brooks Glycerin GTS 21. Learn more and shop now at brooksrunning.com. That's brooksrunning.com.
Uh-huh, it's all shit, it's all just dumb gay politics. America's gotten kind of whack, but we're not gonna let it go down like that, cause we got a dumb gay podcast, a dumb gay political podcast. We probably don't have all the facts, but we got opinions and we'll probably backtrack. That's why it's a dumb gay podcast, a dumb gay political podcast. Ooh, it's all shit, it's all shit. Ooh, it's all shit, it's all shit. I mean, are we gonna die? I don't know. You're extreme. I am extreme. It's all shit. This shit is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. This shit is Trumpanas. T-R-U-M-P-A-N-A-N-A-S. What? I don't know. I don't even know.
Hey, everybody. Hello. Did you miss us? We miss you. Welcome to Dumb Gay Politics. I'm Julie.
And I'm Brandy.
And this is the podcast where we recap the week in politics like we're recapping an episode of reality TV.
Well, I guess it was a boring ass episode then, because this week has been...
boring.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's like they're still lying about everything and things.
Yeah, they're like keeping... It's like all the... We had the excitement of like, it was like announcement after announcement and person's shitty past revealed and
yeah.
Terrible just choices.
Resigning, and fires.
Public reckonings. And it was great. But now it's just like they're all like retreating a little bit. And it's just
well,
like,
they're settling in to govern.
Yeah.
And it was all about, you know, the fucking healthcare bill this week. Once we get into like actual bills, it's like,
yeah, and they're like working on things.
Yeah,
they're like sitting at computers and talking. And
yeah,
being boring. I'm sitting there going, ooh, what kind of healthcare can we make sure that people don't have this week? I don't know, Paul. What do you think?
Paul.
Well, I think that we should do something where everyone just pays for what they'll pay for. That's how I imagine it sounds like. What are we going to do?
Have I let the 14 listeners know that Paul Ryan looks like Robin from Sister Wives? I don't know if I have because I'm always so drunk. Okay.
No, good one.
Yeah. So Julie knows that we are obsessed. He looks exactly like Robin,
oh
aka
God.
Inbred.
He does look like her.
Because we know the Mormonitas are quite inbred, like the Jewish Eastas. Don't know, if you're not watching Sister Wives, you need to be because it's just shitty
world.
And, you know, weird. But Robin, the Cody's fourth and final, let's hope, wife.
He could get married again.
Looks just like Paul Ryan.
He could get married again. He could. She does look like Paul Ryan, though. It's true. That is so good. Oh, my God. But, yeah, I mean.
So, you were out of town.
I was on a cruise. I did. I went on a cruise.
Another cruise.
Like 2 weeks, and it was crazy. South America. I want to let everyone know Brazil sucks.
Julie doesn't like men in dirty places, so that's two things Brazil
I like gay guys.
Represents on.
I like gay guys having fun. It was fun. But
no, I was talking about regular Brazilian men.
Oh, yeah, no, regular heterosexual men are the worst.
Yeah.
But, I mean, and if you're listening, I love you. Like, relax.
Do you really think any heterosexual men are listening?
There's probably one, somebody's husband, whatever. And it's like, it's cool, don't worry about it. I'm sure you're cool, whatever. But, like, in general, as a group, like, you guys have a lot of problems.
I don't think we get husbands on the podcast like we did on People's Couch.
You don't think so?
No.
You know I like it when a nice heterosexual husband
I just don't think we get them.
As a friend.
Because I think podcasts are singular events that you do in your PT, your private time.
Yeah.
I don't think they're...
I meet a lot of husbands and general guys.
Yeah, no, I know. But I'm saying, I just don't think anyone's listening with their husband. You don't listen to podcasts with someone else. You listen to it alone.
That's true.
So whoever their husbands are listening to is like, let's talk about cars, yo.
Right. Well, in general, you know, yeah, I mean...
I was in Mexico... Mm-hmm. Kissing and hugging and touching whales.
It's amazing. I mean, that is so fucked up that you did that. I'm so jealous.
Which gave me some kind of whale fever. The whales come up to the boat and they spray you with their blowhole, which then gave me whale AIDS for sure. I'm sure it had nothing to do with all the alcohol and drugs I was doing on a campsite.
Right.
And never showering. Because they're like, oh, you can use buckets and go shower. I was like, or I could just not shower and not care. And wait like until you, I can get into a shower.
Like you do generally, just in life.
Exactly. I'm not like...
You don't shower.
No, I'm not a huge fan of showering. I don't like getting all wet.
Right.
It's like disconcerting. I don't love it.
Right.
So it was easy for me. I just was...
Yeah, in your filthy normal state.
Yeah. And so then that just contributed to my whale HIV, full-blown whale AIDS.
You definitely got sick, and you never get sick. So that was crazy because you were coughing and...
Like I had a fever. Yeah.
I mean, a fever.
A fever like I was in...
You'll get full straight up 18, mad at someone
in
when
the 1800s.
Sick. Like you had consumption.
I couldn't get the fever to go away.
No, you had bubonic consumption. Yeah.
And I do get mad at people when they're sick because it's so basic.
I know.
Okay, so that's why my cough... Should I do it for everyone?
Oh, it's good. Getting
it's
better.
Sounding better.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what's up. And that's why my voice is tinny more than per usual. But we do have some good, exciting news because the lady, the teacher, we have been letting haunt us. No one ever accused us of being able to take one bit of criticism. I think we called her a sanctimonious shit bucket.
You did that, yeah.
Oh.
You did, yeah.
Okay,
I supported it.
Okay.
I did, yeah.
I forget her name. We never said her name.
Well, I know. I mean, we shouldn't say her name, right? Or do we?
Well, we never said her name, but she came back on.
Now, I just also, and also, just to also say, like, we've been, or I know I will get in a full feud with someone on Facebook or whatever, and then I've only met one person in person where, and I didn't even know, and they were like, we were fighting on Facebook, and, you know, and I'm like, ugh. But, and it never ends good. It always just ends gross and whatever.
Yeah.
But she came back around, and really.
I think we probably dropped some shit talking. Three episodes.
Yeah.
Maybe mm-hmm. two.
Yeah.
After did. She we left totally a she left talk. A very long, rude, very long, very long comment on Instagram. And then, but we never, you know, you guys never, we didn't read it to you or anything. And then, so then she came back and she came through in the clutch and she's still one of the 14.
Yeah.
And we're actually, she's now moved in probably into the top five because we're so into kind of how she topped us down.
Yeah, I know. Completely. So, as a real teacher, she really showed her true colors as an amazing teacher because like we went round and round, we talked shit, and then she fucking came out of the fucking gate and was like, oh, here's how you teach.
So let's hear what she said.
Okay, she goes, and this is on Instagram, so it's also a random place to leave the message.
It's like she doesn't even do Twitter probably,
which is
fine.
Funny. So it's like, this is on a picture of my cat. So she goes, so, ... It's that bitchy teacher again. I'm in. I'm already in. I'm so in. I am still listening. I'm still listening. And I probably didn't mention before how much I love the podcast and you two. Ba-ka-ching! Now she has both of us on it listening. I was working on a Saturday in my classroom when I was listening, and honestly, most teachers I know just feel beaten down. I love teaching, but everyone having an opinion on your job is very annoying, and that is true. We get that. I think that because everyone went to school, many people feel they can assume what's wrong or how to fix education. DeVos was like the cherry on top of a shitty cake of administration passed down by people who've never set foot in a classroom. But whatever. I'm just writing the shit show out at this point. And thanks to you both for having a teacher on your latest podcast, which we did. We did do that.
Trevor. Well, I mean, he maybe had taught one semester.
Yeah, but still. We took, I mean, that all happened because of her.
Well, we were going to revisit schools anyway. I do want to say, like, we knew that conversation wasn't done. And what happened because of her was tip of the iceberg. Trevor came on because we were going to always continue to have that conversation.
That's true.
Tip of the iceberg happened because
of
her.
That's true. She said, I'm still going to listen, but can we stop mentioning my, quote, sanctimonious ass? Amazing. Sorry, I was a biatch. I come by it naturally. As one of your 14 listeners, thanks.
Now, you know what? Let's do a slow clap. That's how you do it.
That is how you do it.
So that's great. That really made our little week.
Yep. So thank you. I don't know if I say her name or if I don't say her name.
Who cares? Okay so then keeping it pushing, there's two quick things we have to get to. First of all, we kind of heard, and this is just important as it will inform the rest of the episode, from our producer Britton that the way the stats are looking, we haven't gotten the official printout of the 14 listeners, but basically people are like, you know, piecing out after 30 minutes.
Right. They say that people, we have a certain amount of listeners and that most people shut us off after 30 minutes.
Yeah, they're just getting distracted or whatever. So, I mean, when people hear me rushing Julie along, and God knows she can be a windbag of sorts. it's because Britton pressures me, and I can be a weird rule follower, and she pressures me, and Julie would let the shit go on for 2 hours, and so, and now she's even pressuring us even more because she says 30 is the sweet spot, and we probably don't even get through this part in 30 minutes. But can you guys just please leave the shit playing? I don't even listen to the podcast. I push play, I turn it down, and I go on with my life. Like, you know, so at least just if you get distracted, just turn it down and keep it playing when you're at work or whatever. So it plays all the way to the end because we don't want to lose moments with Melania.
Yeah, that's where you're going to hear Melania and maybe some other people that are going to come.
Yeah, that's
soon.
Where we really
you
get
don't
into
know.
It.
I mean,
the end is for the bullshit. Okay, so now last, we're already going over, of all things. Julie and I have this weird, completely wrong, highfalutin, narcissistic thing where we will do something on the podcast that we hadn't really heard on the news. And then particularly we did this one thing one time about Vanity Fair, the guy running Vanity Fair, and Gwyneth Paltrow, remember? Yeah. And Donald Trump and the fucking restaurant. And we did a whole deep tracks thing on it. And then like a week later, didn't we see it on, it wasn't AM Joy, but it was that lady. It was like her nighttime show or something. Wasn't it AM Joy on MSNBC?
That sounds familiar.
We saw the whole bit on MSNBC like a week later when we had not seen it on one news show.
Right. No one was talking about it.
No, we had just seen it online a little bit.
Right.
And she did pretty much the exact same story we did. And Julie was convinced that like one of her interns had heard the podcast, right? Is one of the 14. So I thought that was funny. And I was like, Julie's so dumb. But then, get this. So I'm sitting at home the other day and watching the news as all I can do. And I hear this motherfucker come on, and I've been seeing, by the way, I saw another story on the Washington Post that said the leaks coming out of the White House are bananas. That was another thing we saw. And I was like, bananas is a thing people say. We certainly didn't invent that. Gwen Stefani didn't invent it. And people do say it all the time, like, oh, shit's bananas. But I don't necessarily see it in the Washington Post. Call me crazy. I don't see it in the news saying things are bananas. Mm-hmm. But we saw that the leaks were bananas. Then I see on the news this guy say this. You guys have to listen to this clip.
Crowley plagiarism story. Andrew Kaczynski, senior editor and founding member of CNN's K-File. So we heard her very forceful defense, but at the end of the day, you filed evidence that this is total BS.
Yeah, look, her comments are bananas. B-A-N-E-S, bananas. None of the stuff that we reported has been debunked. No one ever asked for a correction. It's very straightforward if you look at our articles. We put everything side by side.
Yeah.
There really is no defense of it. So I don't even basically know what to say other than that.
Okay, so you say B-A-N-A-N-A-S to this.
Bananas.
B-A-N-A-S?
Since 1979, TireRack.com has been helping people find the right tires for how, what, and where they drive. They sell only the best, like the full line of Continental tires. Test results, ratings, and reviews are there to assist. Or try the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. Tires ship fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. In many areas, they offer mobile tire installation. Shop Continental Tires at TireRack.com.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at ikea-usa.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Wondersuite from Bluehost.com. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and get a unique WordPress website or store right away. From there, you can customize your design, colors, and content. And Bluehost automatically helps you get found in search engines like Google and Bing. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins, Bluehost makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Learn more at bluehost.com/wondersuite.
I thought he said B-A-N-A-S.
The stuff is bananas. B-A-N-A-S.
The stuff's bananas.
The stuff is complete bananas.
It's beyond bananas.
So it's like crazy bananas. You know what I mean? Like it's cheese. It's if I wish that was not that. Yeah. Okay, well anyway.
So we want you guys to be on Bananas Watch 2017. We like to think it's really getting us sleep at night to think people are copying.
Right.
Somehow interns are listening.
Yeah.
Millennials are listening.
Uh-huh.
And then they're going in to fetch coffee.
Right. And being like, I have an idea. Who me? My name is Stevie. I'm 21. Graduated Princeton. Anyway, why not say this stuff's bananas?
I'm doubting it. I mean, or maybe this guy himself listened. Who knows? We like to think he did. And we're injecting a little bit of cool into the news. Because even the news lady is like, after he gets completely done, she's like, right, you said it was bananas. And then she spells it out again.
Right.
And we know, it's Trump-annas.
I hope, you know what, it might sound off-putting to you, but for us, I mean, when one lives on fumes, that's all one has.
Fart fumes.
All right, you know what?
Okay, so that's it. It's called Bananas Watch, Trump Anna's Watch 2017. You guys let us know. Put it on the Facebook page when you see it, when you see the copiers. Could be anything. Could be anything.
Yeah, could be, you know.
Could be Melania.
Could be Melania. Could be.
Because when you see them copying Julie's Melania on SNL, you will know, honey, because she does know Kate McKinnon. And Julie, that is Julie's Melania. There's other Melanias out there, and they're not like our Melania who we love. This is the lovable Melania. We invented that. That's
right.
Our shit.
Right. That's right. And you don't know who else is going to come out of the woodwork. You know what I mean? I'm working on other ones. There's other people. I told you, Tom Price is on his way. We've got we've got Jeff Sessions. We've got, you know, everyone has a voice.
Yeah, that's right. And, well, let's get to, speaking of Tom Price, let's get to Eye of the Shitstorm. Shit, motherfucker, ass tits, cunt, cock, motherfucker, shit, ass tits, motherfucker, shit, come on. Pickety-fuck, you take some shit, put it up on the wall, check it out for a while. You take that shit.
All right, so this week, all of the shit flying around, not just in my bathroom, in the shitstorm were insured pieces of shit, but not for long, because this week Republicans released their new health care bill that they want to replace Obamacare.
So the new plan is called the American Health Care Act. That'll be easy to remember. It still has to pass in the Senate, and like literally no one seems to think it will. There's not one single
no one think it will.
There's not one single Democratic lawmaker that supports it, and pretty much every Republican hates it too
because it's a piece of shit. It's literally a piece of shit.
I wish this construction.
I know. I'm sorry. There's construction going on in my. It's just terrible.
And my cough.
Yeah.
So it's pretty much that's what's been going on this week, which has been completely boring, and it's basically just them dismantling Obamacare, but not really, and putting it back to the way it was, which means poor people, old people, and young people won't have insurance.
It's just basically, in my opinion, it's just, yeah, it's putting it exactly the way it was before, which was no one can afford health insurance unless you make a certain amount of money, and that's it. And they want to have you believe, and they're out there and they're frothing at the mouth, and fucking Paul/Robin Ryan is out there like with his smug
Oh, his whole
fucking no lipped butt face. I mean, that guy fucking looks like V. He also looks like V. Like, sorry, Robin.
Keep it going.
All right. Thinking, oh, we're going to give America a choice and it's going to be great and everyone's going to get covered. It's like, no, it's going to be the like it was before where no one could afford health insurance because it's never affordable ever. Oh, there's going to be, you can have competitive marketplace and you can choose what you want. No, that's not how it fucking works. And you don't negotiate for health insurance either. They want to make you believe that you negotiate for it. You don't. You find out how much it costs and you can either afford it or you can't.
Yeah, they find out you're fat and a drug addict and then they say no. Or they find out my parents are unhealthy and then they go, you're 100 and no. Oh, you haven't exercised in the last 32 years? Deny.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to, people are going to, everyone who has their Obamacare is going to lose their health insurance.
No, I think, so basically, it's not that different. They are going to give tax credits. But the main thing that excites me about it, I mean, let's just say, and Julie said this, this issue doesn't affect me because I've had health insurance provided by SAG since I'm like 20. So this is one thing that I just don't ever care about. But it's never been affordable. I honestly doubt it was probably affordable when it was the Affordable Care Act. It's not fucking affordable. It's expensive. Unfortunately, it's like one of the hugest money-making industries in America. They're not going to stop. It's only gotten worse with the drug companies. They don't want to stop. No. So what's going to happen is everyone's going to go back to the way it was in fucking this beeping.
I know.
It's going to go back to the way it was in forever where just no one had insurance and c'est la vie. You know what I mean? It's just, I'm not too terribly worried about it.
Meanwhile, also, but at the same time, not only are you not going to have health insurance, but they will also want to defund Planned Parenthood, which will make for girls and women even more impossible to get any health care. Because when you don't have health insurance, at least for me, when I didn't have health insurance, this is Julie speaking, and I don't have to fucking worry about birth control. But I went there for actual care for my fucking vagina.
Because lesbians care about their vaginas.
Well, yeah, boobs. When something cancerous is growing in it and you don't know what it is, or possibly, who knows what? There could be any number of problems. So,
well, they haven't defunded Planned Parenthood quite
but they
yet.
Want to,
so let's wait.
Is what I'm saying.
I know it's they in want the bill. To. I understand they want to. Is that in the bill? I
yes.
didn't think that was in the bill. Well,
yes.
Basically, what the main thing that's going to happen, which is exciting to me, is that I feel like a lot of poor people voted for Trump in rural areas.
Yes.
And because they're really sick of the system and they were disenfranchised.
Right.
And I think it looked like when the Republicans took control of every single fucking branch of government that it was the Democrats that had sort of fractured apart and been destroyed. But now I feel like through winning, they themselves are actually going to be the party that fractures.
Right.
And I think that a lot of these, you know, very poor people and these very rural people who voted for him, they are the ones who are going to lose insurance because what happened, one of the good things of Obamacare was that Medicaid got expanded to include a lot more young people who fell under the poverty line. A lot more people got Medicaid. Those extended Medicaid benefits are now going to be taken away. So a lot of able-minded 30-year-old, very poor people cooking up their crystal meth who were like, cool, I just got to go get treated for all my burns that happened when my crystal meth lab exploded.
Or cool, I will work at Walmart, but I work for 50 hours a week, but I still make $20,000 a year.
And I have insurance for me and my children or my one kid or whatever. Uh-huh. And those people are now going to lose it.
Yep.
And they're going to directly see what sucked about now voting for him.
Yeah, why you're not, he wasn't for you, and they don't care about you, and you were sold a bridge under a bridge. Like, you were dumb. I'm sorry, but you were dumb. You couldn't,
they were lied to. We read this thing, and it was really interesting. It's like, you know, he appealed to a lot of people, and a lot of things he said appealed to me, too, and I'm not going to lie, and I was sick of the system, and I was happy to see the system implode, but now that it's imploding, it is scary. And I do kind of regret that. But the thing about appealing to people in a negative way and about them, you know, being sick of the system is that you then sort of need a plan of what you're going to do after everything implodes. And I just don't believe they have it. And I think this healthcare bill shows that they don't have it because no one's happy with it. It's not going to pass the Senate. You know, the healthcare takes up like what, a sixth of the economy.
Yeah.
It's not going to get solved in 3 fucking weeks. This is going to be going on for a year, which is why it's boring.
Well, and they also, it's just like everything else, when that other thing, that thing that you read was that guy was saying, not only are you building on fear and all that stuff, but you have nothing positive to offer. It's like, not only do you not have a plan, you don't have anything positive to cure the negative. Like, not one
replace the
positive
problem.
Thing is happening in this healthcare. And for them, and it's like, and we could go on for a long time, but it's like healthcare and the schools, it's they're one and the same. They're creating a situation where they're making you and lying to you and telling you that it's about choice and getting government out of the issue. But when in actuality, health insurance and schools is exactly where the government needs to be.
Well, and when you have no money, you have no choice.
And you, that's
so
right.
It's like going, oh, this is so neat. Well, why don't you choose what you want to buy? And it's like, I can't choose any of it because I can't afford any of it.
Right.
So when you have no money, you have no choice.
Right.
That's what sucks. It's a rich people's game. And fuck it. Go back to having no insurance. That's just what you got. I think that's what everyone has to just aggressively be like. I'm going back to when I had no insurance. I'm going rogue on the shit. I'm going down to Mexico and getting my meds like we do. High five.
Woo!
Tijuana meds.
Well, or you have no health insurance and you just have no health insurance. I mean, it's like if I have to go to the doctor and I go to the doctor and I have to then, I guess, go on a payment
plan. You had no health insurance when you got that thing out of your pussy, but that was Planned Parenthood.
Well, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
So
it's like then if this were to go through, they would defund Planned Parenthood, so there would be nothing for women and girls if you have any kind of problem with that. Goodbye.
So let's get out of health insurance shitstorm and head on over to Perjury Street.
Sunny day, sleeping up.
How to get to Perjury Street.
What? It's not even a street. It's an avenue.
Why is it an avenue?
It's an avenue because I'm lying.
Oh, yeah. See? I got that. You're perjuring.
Take a left on Truss Street, then take a right down the hallway to hell.
I guess Jewish people can perjure all day long because if you put your hand on a Bible... That don't mean shit to you, honey.
Oh, no.
Better put that hand on a Torah.
That's right. That's right. No, please. I hope I do go to court, and I hope they do make me put my hand on the Bible and go, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you, God? And I could go,
I swear. Okay, so where do we even start with this shit? So, okay. While we were out of town, Trump, the big thing was that Trump tweeted that Obama had wiretapped Trump Tower and was listening to his phone calls during the election.
This came on the heels of Jeff Sessions being caught lying under oath about meeting with the Russian ambassador.
Okay, so basically they started this independent, group to investigate Russia's involvement in the election. And during the process of this, Attorney General Jeff Sessions, well-known racist and liar that nobody could believe. I mean, during the whole confirmation process, everyone's thinking, no one wants this guy. He's got a huge checkered past of racism and a civil rights fucking laundry list of issues. But yet they're insisting he be the Attorney General. Why? And now we know why. Because he's obviously was in the long con. Yeah, he's on the Russia team.
He's in the long con.
So Jeff Sessions recused himself from this group investigating Russia's involvement in the election.
I need to recuse myself here from this group because I had to speak to Ambassador Russian guy, but I didn't mean to talk to him. I just didn't remember to talk to him.
Exactly. So he got caught basically lying under oath, a.k.a. perjury, during his confirmation hearings because he basically had contact with the Russian ambassador and he said he did it. Now, for everyone out there, and I know there's lots of you and perhaps even my cousin Teen, perhaps even my mom, who would be thinking, hey, listen, the guy's 150. He obviously, was involved in lots of different, slave problems and KKK rallies and stuff.
I didn't remember any about slaves, though. I don't remember doing nothing, no Confederate flag or no slave. I didn't have no slaves in all. I like black people. The black people are nice people.
Yeah,
I like black people, yeah.
So he was asked during this confirmation hearings if he had any, contact with the Russians, blah, blah, blah. He says no. Now, if you're going to say that he just forgot,
Because, hey, they meet with lots of ambassadors of...
Different country. Now, I had a turn at the turn and a good senator. I have met with ambassador from different countries all around the world. I had to meet one. I had to meet one from Turkey. I had to meet one from France. I had to meet from all around the world. I met Italians and Spaniards and Indians. And I met lots of ambassadors.
Orientals. That's a classic move of a racist.
Hebrews. You know, lots of them. Here.
Okay, so what happened though? So that you guys know that he didn't just forget.
No.
Is that during the Al Franken, Senator Al Franken asked him about Russia. He basically said, okay, he says to him, quote, CNN published documents that came from an undisclosed Russian source that alleged that there was a continuing exchange of information during the campaign between Trump's surrogates and intermediaries from the Russian government. Okay, this is what Franken says to Sessions. Then Franken goes on to specifically address this, saying to him, quote, if there is any evidence that anyone affiliated with the Trump campaign communicated with the Russian government in the course of the campaign, just during the course of the campaign, if anyone from the Trump campaign, Jeff Sessions was an advisor on the Trump campaign. Yes, let's be clear. Yes. He wasn't just a senator.
Nope.
He was a trusted advisor.
On the campaign.
And they said if anyone from the campaign had any communications with anyone from the Russian government during the time period of the campaign, what, sir, will you do? Racist KKK Grandmaster Sessions says, Senator Franken, I am not aware of any of those activities. I have been called a surrogate at a time or two during the campaign, and I myself did not have communications with the Russians. Therefore, I am unable to comment on it.
I don't even understand the question. I don't really know.
He's lying. Listen, I mean, what can really be said? They're lying.
Liars.
He's lying. They're obviously where the it's being revealed. I still don't know what the long con is, but I'm thinking now with the information that's come to light, we're heading into a Ukraine situation.
Yeah.
I think that is something to do because, you know, Putin wants Ukraine and America, and he went in and wants to annex the Ukraine to make it part of Russia. The Ukrainians don't want that. They want to keep Ukraine
separate.
But
the previous dictator of the Ukraine was business partners with Trump's campaign manager.
Right.
And that guy had to resign.
So the pieces are starting to fall into Ukraine. And I think maybe what's going on is Putin and the Russians colluded with Trump and the team to help Trump become president in exchange for Trump removing sanctions so that Putin could go in to get Ukraine. And then I think that they will both benefit from oil and gas.
Well, they're wanting to come together and maybe go against Korea or China.
I don't know. I think Russia's playing Trump in the
well, yeah,
con,
I want to know. But Trump wants something. We're not doing it because we don't give a fuck about Ukraine. Obviously, they want him as an ally.
No, there's
something
lots
else
of oil and gas in Ukraine. And there's also like a port and stuff. And with China, I mean, then you get into like, what is Russia? But I do think that ultimately Putin is seeing the longer game than Trump's even
course.
Seeing.
Well, so that's Perjury Street for you. We're just dipping in and dipping out. It's a lot of boring yet salacious yet scary, yet we gotta, you know, the attorney general's a fucking liar.
I mean, Michael Flynn's gone. Jeff Sessions, Sessions is gonna have to quit.
I just can't deal with every single time that epic fail Sean Spicer comes out and is just like, or even Trump, and he's like, this is absurd. It's it's the longest cabinet. My cabinet hasn't been confirmed.
Oh, right.
It's the longest in history. And I'm like, everyone you nominated is so shady. Like, how can you even stand by it at this point?
Yeah.
Just start over.
Yeah.
Honestly,
literally.
Just start over.
But he's shady too. That's why. Because he's in. Now they've got something over him too. And that's the other thing that Trump knows. That's
all right. So let's get out of here and bring back, by very popular demand, Judge Julie, who's here to sentence environmental terrorist Scott Pruitt.
Thank you.
Hear ye, hear ye. Court is now in session. Bailiff Brandy. Hello. Welcome back to court. How are you?
Oh, hi. Hi. How are you today? I'm great. Thank you.
Good, good. I like to see you. I see you have a new
mustache.
Uh-huh. Bailiff Brandy, I have a question for you.
Oh, God.
Do you believe that the air you're breathing is what keeps your body alive?
Yes, and drugs.
Okay, okay. That's a fair answer. Good, good. Do you know why you believe that? You believe that because that's not a belief. That's an actual scientific fact. And you're not a lying, money-grubbing, slimy, two-faced, undermining, selfish, reckless, earth-killing tool knob.
Well,
speaking of knobs, the defendant today is a criminal knob living in plain sight of the country, and no one seems to care until today. Scott Pruitt, please rise.
Yeah. You know you need protein to fuel results, but it's not easy when you're drinking the same bland, chalky shake every day. Stop punishing yourself and get to GNC for the best protein in the game, including all the hottest brands and crave-worthy flavors that'll keep you coming back for more. We're talking protein that legit tastes like cookies, your favorite cereals, indulgent desserts, and more. So bust out of your protein rut and actually look forward to those shakes with unbeatable protein at unbeatable prices. Fuel your fitness with protein at GNC. Yeah.
Looking to invest? Start your journey by exploring exchange-traded funds with GlobalX ETFs. Exchange-traded funds, or ETFs for short, create baskets of stocks, bonds, and other assets that you can buy in a single trade. GlobalX specializes in ETFs that track emerging trends, like the rise of artificial intelligence, as well as strategies aimed to generate income potential. Visit GlobalXETFs.com to discover how you can get started.
Scott Pruitt, former Attorney General of Oklahoma, which I have to say is somewhat ironic, being that you upheld the law, but as we both know, you're a corrupt, paid-off shill who probably doesn't even know what the law is, or just doesn't believe in it. But we both know you do believe in it, and that's probably your biggest crime. I don't believe for a second that you don't believe that climate change isn't part/natural evolution of the earth, and that human emissions also have everything to do with the terrible changes that are happening at an alarming and faster rate than what would be natural. Because someone who doesn't believe in science is a backwards, ignorant moron whose beliefs generally lead him to believe that he's getting his beliefs from a book filled with nothing but storytelling, fairy tales, incest, rape, bestiality, bullshit, and is completely made up.
The Bible!
Science, on the other hand, is actual fact that you can measure, compare, photograph, and shove up your Bible-thumping asshole. You are on trial for conspiring with energy companies to bypass regulations that would keep people safe from hazardous waste and from toxic emissions into the atmosphere. You are on trial for being on every big corporation payroll rather than working for the people who you're supposed to be protecting, not to mention the wildlife and the earth you're on trial for putting in danger. You, sir, are on trial for suing the EPA. Nobody even knows how many times when you were Attorney General of Oklahoma and for wanting to dismantle the very division you're now the head of. I swear to God that I don't even believe in. The fact that people let you be the head of the EPA is like letting Hitler become the rabbi of Temple Amunah. You are on trial for knowing that climate change is real, but because it doesn't benefit you financially, you pretend that it's not real, and that's worse than a full moron fucktard, which I know you're not, but you kind of are, because you only a moron fucktard would look people in the eye, talk about human emissions don't contribute to climate change. Actually, I take that back. Moron fucktards can actually be cute and innocent. You're actually just a dry, painful fuck. In your high school yearbook, under most likely to give and be the most likely to be a dry, painful fuck was you. Your nickname is DPF, dry, painful fuck. I will now give you my judgment.
I got biggest flirt in high school.
Scott Pruitt, you are guilty on all counts of being a dry, painful fuck. In addition, I'm adding more counts of guilty. Guilty of being a conniving weasel, dangerous weaver of make-believe, and dumper of garbage onto the earth. You are guilty of enabling people's fear and harnessing the power of stupidity. You are guilty of looking like a thumb attached to another thumb. You are guilty of being infused with the head of a rat and the body of a Twinkie, you mushy, toxic cream-filled varmint.
He is ugly.
You have no integrity. Don't think for yourself. You only care about money, are probably a closeted homosexual, which, let's be honest, would be the coolest part of you. So I hope that you find that part of yourself someday so you can go be happy and stop torturing the rest of us with your straight-up dumbassery. You literally support and believe in every single antiquated idea, ideal, thought, opinion, belief, faith, and most of all, you're guilty for using the earth and all the gifts it has given you, and much like the little boy in the giving tree, all you do is take until there's nothing left but a stump, and even though, and then you sit on the stump and drill a hole in it and shit down it, then tell everyone that you didn't shit in the stump, but the tree is old, and every 50 years, it turns to shit.
And then he sues the stump.
Right, which is exactly what you are. You are a pile of shit inside a stump. Your sentence: I'm going to have a full lion eat you and shit you down a tree. Then I'm going to frack under the tree and blow it up into the atmosphere, where I will have 10 women holding flamethrowers and blow your shit mist into a dildo, of which I will use to fuck your wife. On a scale of... On a scale of one to fail, you are a drowning. When history looks back on this time, you will literally be erased, because the humiliation of your existence will be worse than remembering Arthur II on the rocks. We can only hope your illegal crimes will be revealed within the next few months so we can forget that you ever happened. God, I hate you. Court adjourned.
I just want Mrs. Pruitt to know that... while he probably has a definitely full gay dead, actual dead skeletons of gay people in his actual closet, that which is why he's on everyone's payroll and then is never honest. Getting fucked with a shit dildo is going to give her a flaming urinary tract. Yes, and urinary tract infection, and she needs to be quite careful of that.
It's just a metaphor. I would never do that unless she wanted it.
Now it's time to tell the kids about something they may not have heard, but is super fucking tragic.
This is the part of the show where we tell you about things in the news that you may have missed, but they're too tragic for us to ignore.
Okay, so basically, as the Russian intrigue swirls around and around and it's just getting hotter and hotter in the kitchen, the person who we presumably has the closest relationship with Vladimir Putin and has been what we all assumed would be the fucking top of the pops as far as that shady fucking business goes, he's been completely absent. And it's our Leon Goldman lookalike, Rex Sexy Tillerson. So where this guy's been, I don't know, but he certainly hasn't really been being Secretary of State. He hasn't held one press conference. He's now heading off on a European tour, and he's not taking a press corps.
Nope.
Which is completely unheard of.
Right.
And I guess he's used to just going off on his Saudi Arabian hooker trips, and he doesn't like to have press with him. So we won't be knowing anything that's going on, and it doesn't really matter, because the thing that's tragic that you all might not know is that Jared Kushner, Ivanka Trump's specialty Jew husband, he has been acting as the mini Secretary of State.
Right. But are we finding out that Rex Tillerson is just like a shell?
Yeah. Well, we're finding out that he's on Front Street.
Yeah.
And that and whoever, I guess we should have looked back and maybe voted for Bernie Sanders, because when you thought he was too Jewish for the White House, little did we know Jewish was running the White House. In the form of Jared Kushner. That motherfucker's up in every single meeting.
Yeah.
He's met with the Russians.
Yep.
He met with the Mexican dudes.
Right. Well, that was the main thing. That was where it came to light, is that Jared Kushner ended up meeting with, was it
Peña.
The president of Mexico.
Peña Nieto.
And Tillerson wasn't there.
Tillerson
wasn't even invited.
He hasn't been. I mean, the thing about the Trump, The circle of trust in this administration has gotten so small, and it's like Kushner and Bannon,
yep,
Paul Ryan, Kellyanne Conway.
I think that's it.
And Trump.
Right, that's it.
And Flynn was there. He's done.
He's done.
So no one else is informed.
Nope.
And none of the people in his cabinet are really there. It's mainly advisors.
No, yeah.
And so Kushner has been the mini Secretary of State. People are definitely, they've clocked it.
Yep.
Now you guys are in on the in on it.
Yep.
And it's crazy. So there has been a million meetings and Tillerson's been at none of them. Is that all we have?
I mean, basically, that's the news. I mean, that's what it is. I mean, we'll keep on top of it and we'll try and figure out what else is going on. But I mean, that's
I think the main thing.
The
heads of state feel like what we've read is that they know that he's got a direct line to Trump. And
right.
So they prefer to meet with him over Rex Tillerson, because anything they say to him, he's going to know exactly how Trump feels. And also, before Trump even meets with Tillerson, doesn't even meet with Trump until he first meets with Kushner, because anything Tillerson tells Trump, he asks Jared Kushner his opinion. So I didn't realize this Jared Kushner was so prolific in his
no
international. He met with fucking the Israeli guy.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
And that was like the whole crazy thing. Nobody could believe.
Well, and apparently they've been friends since he was a kid.
Yeah.
So like, what in the fuck is going on?
And his dad was the one that fat ass Chris Christie put in jail, right?
Yes. So he's really getting his revenge.
Kushners are deep. They're deep in the game.
Yeah.
And they've got lots of ties. They're very rich.
Yeah.
And he is obviously a trusted advisor. So I guess that's our Secretary of State.
I guess it is. Who knew? Why didn't he just make him the Secretary of State?
Because
they need to be away too much, I think.
And because that's a position that has to be voted on. And he put his most trusted people as advisors.
Right.
They're the only ones he does meetings with.
Right.
None of the meetings that have normally happened have been happening.
Right.
And he's progressively getting more and more isolated. Like after that Obama tweet, and Republicans have no love lost for Obama. But
no.
I don't think anybody really appreciated that nonsense.
Right. Well, especially his one more day to prove or give any evidence that he was wiretapped, which he won't be able to do. But you know what? He's just going to get on and he's going to be like, this is what I thought. You know, it's just what I thought. I mean, you know, go cry about it. It's just what I thought. There's no evidence. So too bad.
I think he knows he was wiretapped because every fucking time they try to pretend that everybody lies about having meetings with Russians, one day later, the CIA comes out and goes, no, we recorded 14 conversations that you had with the Russians and you're lying.
I can't wait till it all comes out. It's going to be so good.
Okay, so this episode has been such a Russian sausage fest that I feel like the only way to cleanse our hearts and minds is to have a moment with Melania. Ladies and gentlemen, a moment with Melania.
I'm so happy to be here again with all of you. I have a wonderful time this week. These last times have been just wonderful. For the most part, I've been home with Baron. I have to make him go school, and he go to school, and I walk him and make sure get him home. But now, you know, this week I had to do important things.
Such as?
Oh, well, be the first lady. I had to be the first lady, which include putting on fashion clothing, walking and walking down aisles with my husband. My favorite thing that I do is that I go to school with the children and I read them book. I read them All the Places You'll Go by Dr. Seuss. And I go, All the Places You'll Go, look me. I was a hooker. No, I wasn't. I was model. I was a very successful model. But then I come to this country as immigrant. Legal.
That's right. Because there was
all
some
of
questions.
My papers. The questions are not good questions. The questions are not good because I came here to do modeling. And I was a legal model. Then I went through the way all people must do. I'm sorry that it take long time, but it does. You have to fill the paperwork out. You have to be here a certain amount of time. You have to prove that you're not terrorist. And then you get your papers.
Mm-hmm. And then there wasn't there some question about your college degree?
That is a question. That is true. In my country, college is different.
Oh.
You see, college means not college.
Like,
so
oh, I see.
In my country, Slovenia, people say, I go to college. That could mean I go down to get some milk. It could mean I go to store. Mm. It could mean maybe I went to college or maybe I did not.
Oh, okay. Because that was, you removed that off of your website, we were told.
When I found out that college means something in this country different than my country, I don't want to confuse. So I remove it because for some people it's too confusing.
Now have you been going to the White House or you've just been going to Vitiligo?
I went to White House one time. I went there one time to have dinner with Orientals.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. The Japanese.
Japanese. Mm-hmm. And then maybe came there. Oh, no, maybe two times. I go to do the Jewish.
I thought both of those were at Vitiligo.
Oh, you know, it all blends in together. Sometimes I can't remember.
I'm not sure either, actually.
Because of the Ambien I take deal with my husband.
Do you like hanging out with other presidents' wives?
I do enjoy meeting other powerful women from around the world. I find them to be interesting, but also very short. They mostly short. I a tall woman, so the Japanese lady, she like little. I thought that was a child when I see her. The one from Israel is a thick. That those are a thick people with a lot of language in their throats. You know, most people talk out of their mouth. Israel talk from
here.
You know, those Jews are interesting people. I like it. I like glamour. I like the cameras. I enjoy wonderful, fancy gatherings and things.
And you've still been Instagramming.
I like to show my fans what I'm wearing for the day. People like to know what I wear. I sometimes wear a pantsuit. Sometimes I wear a dress suit. Sometimes I wear, like I said last time, I have a cape, arm cape, a leg cape.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy collars and
How
I enjoy
shoes. How are you keeping your body? So are you? Do you diet? Do you work out?
Oh, yes. I diet and work out. Every morning I walk on the treadmill, then do Pilates. Then my trainer, Carlos, he comes over.
Oh, God.
He's smooth on top and so has hair that I can't eat. He make me feel like
woman. What kind of things do you like to eat?
I like to eat slice of apple. With ice and lemon, I eat two rice
a week. Kernels of rice. Mm-hmm.
I also will eat...
diamonds?
I also enjoy when I don't have, the rice, sliced apple. Once a day, it's important to eat a bowl of diamonds encrusted in platinum silver. That is important. That keeps the skin smooth and it keeps it supple. My body is my temple, as you know. And my hair, I use Pantene and Clairol.
Ooh, you're keeping it very basic there.
From the 80s. That's how I like my hair.
Oh, yeah. And you are giving an 80s vibe.
I want my role model is Jacqueline Smith.
Oh, my God. That's such a... Perfect role model for you.
Her hair was the best hair of any woman that ever was on television.
Most beautiful woman, for sure. I agree. Well, Melania, it was nice talking to you.
I love talking with you. I like looking at other beautiful women.
Thank you.
But not as beautiful as me, of course.
That's true. So your eyes are so intoxicating.
My eyes are filled with wonder and rage and a longing to be free, but also keep all the money.
Okay, goodbye. She got herself a universe gone quickly. For the color of thunder threatened. Okay, so this is the part of the show where I force Julie to find a positive thing that's happening in the current political atmosphere. She completely hates doing it, and apparently no one even listens to this part of the fucking show anyway.
Yeah, so what's the point? Can't we cut it?
I know. So when I say 14 listeners to you guys, I really do mean it, because I'm telling you right now, whoever else is dipping in and dipping out, I believe the 14 stay to the end.
Yeah.
So you guys are the only ones still left at this point to even hear this, bitches, so there's that. So here we go, meow meow. What is your so there's that moment of the week?
I brought it up before, and I'll bring it up again, and I guess it's
you're
just
doing one you've already done.
Well, it's not that I guess kind of.
Oh my god!
But it's new. It keeps going.
Britain is drawing up our pink slips at the right as we speak.
I'm sorry. There's nothing good to say because there's nothing good happening in this fucking administration. I'm sorry. However, the one thing, and I, even though she's controversial and whatever, Betsy DeVos is coming out publicly and saying she doesn't support the fucking trans bathroom thing.
Is she still doing it?
Yes.
She said it again.
Yes.
What'd she say?
So,
excuse me.
She said,
oh God. Bitch is going on her computer, totally not prepared.
No, but I'll show you.
Okay, so Julie basically could find nothing about Betsy DeVos.
That's right. And also, I realized that in the so there's that moment could really more be articulated by you.
Well, no, you just didn't have anything. And so then I said that maybe you should do the fact that because of the healthcare bill, that perhaps maybe the Republican Party, a lot of people are saying the rhetoric is that the Reagan era politics of the Republican Party are going to come to an end, and that it's all going to come to a head with this healthcare bill. And we're hoping that it's true. I feel like there's a social, like a social chasm that's becoming evident and hard to deny, where the one side of the party says they're socially liberal and fiscally conservative.
Yep.
And then the complete other side is, you know, like the Tea Party or the religious right or whatever, who are actually socially conservative.
Right.
And they're having a hard time coming together in that party.
But also, and financially though, also is where it's going to come too, is the fact that with the health insurance, when people A, lose their health insurance, B, can't afford it, and then C, are still not going to get jobs, they're going to come to terms with the fact that their party doesn't care about them, and it's going to be a thing.
Yeah, or that they believed in Donald Trump.
And they were wrong.
And whether Donald Trump, you know, blew smoke up their ass on accident or on purpose, or if the Republican Party is not supporting what Donald Trump wants to do, if he wants to make aggressive moves, because he is more sensitive than they are.
Right.
If they don't get behind him, then yeah, I think it's, we're just hoping it leads to something. I mean, things have got to change.
Yeah, yeah. I think that basically the light is that there is a revelation coming, which really could really be the real revolution. So there's that. So that's it for this episode of Dumb Gay Politics.
We love you guys. Keep listening. Keep tweeting us. Keep commenting. Go on iTunes. Give us a review. Do anything you can. Every little bit helps. We're out here in the trenches for our army of 14. Fuck the fair weather listeners who quit after a half hour.
Mom.
Phyllis. Leon. We know it's probably you. You guys aren't even caught up. So they don't have our hearts.
No, they don't. Go to our Facebook fan page and join if you haven't already. And find us on Twitter at Mr. Julie Goldman and at the Brandy Howard.
And as always, it's been real and it's been fun.
We're mostly, it's been grand.
Oh, yeah, that's Jeff Sessions?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, bye, Jeff Sessions, and good night, wigs.
That's why it's a dumb gay podcast, a dumb gay political podcast. Ooh, it's all shit, it's all shit. It's all shit. It's all shit. I mean, are we gonna die? I don't know. You're extreme. I am extreme. It's all shit. This shit is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. This shit is Trumpanus. T-R-U-M-P-A-N-A-N-A-S. What? I don't know. I don't even know.